program. I'm LT here with y'all. Prince William is here with us as well. And Kelsey is back behind the board because while he is here with us for a little while longer, he is still taking over What's Trending. So, Kelsey, are you ready?
I'm ready for What's Trending.
All right, then let's go ahead and get to it. It's time for What's Trending.
Keeping you up to date.
Kelsey messed up.
Keeping you up to date with all that's trending in your world.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
You guys know how to post videos to Facebook?
It's What's Trending.
Would you like to apologize to the listeners for your blunders?
The headphones were really tiny. I was trying to fix, but at the same time, I forgot to turn the music bed off. You know, we all make mistakes.
No, we don't. No. LT and I don't.
We're perfect. We never do that. All right, Kelsey, what's number five?
Number five. All right, so Burgerville. Have y'all ever heard of Burgerville?
No.
No.
It's a fast food chain, apparently. They have done, and my article won't load. This is what always happens to me, I swear.
Burgerville, privately held American restaurant chain in Oregon and yes. Southwest Washington.
There you go. Gaffy's got the facts. LT's got the facts. Okay, finally. Okay. They've finally ratified a contract to establish the first fast food union in the U.S. Huh. This applies to workers at the regional burger chains in Montevallo, Lentz, Hawthorne Boulevard, Oregon's Convention Center. All stuff in Oregon. We don't really know Oregon down here.
Well, because we're in Alabama.
Yes, that's why. This will make the starting wages there from $14.25 to $15 an hour, loosening dress codes. This is a good start for fast food unions to.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If you live in Oregon, maybe your minimum wage should be around $15 because that's kind of the same effect as like California, where cost of living is absurd there. Where California has their own minimum wage that's higher than $7.25. But maybe some places in Oregon or California, that makes sense for them because cost of living there is insane.
Yeah.
So
I get it. I mean, we complain about gas prices here. I mean, in California, they're absolutely ridiculous.
I know. Whenever I complain about how expensive gas is, anybody that I know that is from California or has contacts with people in California, they go, well, it's like $5 or $6 out there, so why don't you stop complaining? It's like, all right, I understand, but $2.75 is really high.
Well, I started complaining, so my actual car is in the shop, and then I started driving my brother's sports car. Well, you have to buy 93-octane gas for that.
Yeah.
And it's like probably a half dollar more, sometimes a dollar more. And it was I was starting to cry because my bank account started dropping so quickly, and I also had to pay for my other car in the shop at the time. So it makes me cry, and I wish we had a higher pay raise here, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, all right, Kelsey, what's number four?
Number four. All right, the Philippines they're a different type of country because they celebrate Christmas 4 months out of the year, starting in the what they call the Burr months, which would be September, October, November, December, and then they end it the first week of January.
I love it.
I do.
Can
too.
We do this here?
I don't think this would happen here because what are we going to do with Thanksgiving? We're just going to stop for a week for Thanksgiving?
Stop for 2 days. Stop for 2 days.
Can we just stop there? Like, I love Christmas. My birthday is on Christmas Day. We decorated on Halloween for Christmas. So, can't say I don't love Christmas, but 4 months out of the year, anything done too much gets old.
Not true.
The spirit of Christmas is fun because it happens for a short amount of time, once a year, but almost half a year's worth? No.
Whenever people talk about this, though, because it just shows how much they hate being cheerful. Why don't you just let me be happy and celebrate Christmas for a long time?
I don't think people can maintain this much joy for that long.
People need to work on being nicer to each other then. That's what I think about that. Because, this is what I do. I love Halloween, so I do celebrate Halloween for basically the entire month of October. I'm very focused on Halloween, but November 1st hits, and that's Christmas for me. That's when Christmas starts, because I love Christmas, and I like the idea of a four-month Christmas. That sounds nice to me.
As long as I can have a four-month birthday, then I would accept.
Well, see, because the way that I celebrate Christmas is you can't have a four-month birthday.
Well, if Christmas Day is on his birthday, then how's that going to work if we have to celebrate?
Because Christmas is a celebration of Jesus' birthday, not Prince William's birthday.
Well, apparently Prince William's the second coming of Jesus.
Whoa.
Whoa. That was taking it too far.
See, but the way I like to celebrate Christmas is I make a lot of food for people because I love cooking holiday foods and types of food around the holiday. So I like cooking all that, and then I give it away to all my family members or to a bunch of friends and stuff. I spend more time with people, and then, you know, just taking out like little time to spend with my daughter and other family members as well. That's how I celebrate Christmas. 4 months of that sounds nice.
No, now you're just making it sound expensive. Now I don't. You're gonna lose the joy, and now it's gonna be super expensive, spread out over 4 months.
That is the cheapest way to celebrate Christmas. You make food and spend quality time with friends and family. That is the cheapest way to celebrate.
Hard pass, Kelsey. Next.
I'm sorry, I can't be with my family that long.
Okay, you guys are a bunch of Scrooges. That's fine. All right, Kelsey, what's number three?
Number three. All right. So sticking with the to the side of the world in Asia. Korean pop culture has kind of coming on to the Western side of the world. I mean, it's with shows like Squid Game, a lot of people are trying to learn the language of Korean. So now there's now Korean tutors online you can learn from, which is it's kind of crazy. I mean, I never got the whole fab about Squid Game. I wasn't really into it that much. But this is literally, you're going to see this the youth in the culture. I mean, a lot of these kids are going to be able to speak Korean, I think.
I like the idea of at least just learning another language, because it doesn't have to be Korean necessarily, but I like that people are taking interest in this, because if you look at a lot of other countries in the world, there's a lot of kids who start learning a second language while they're in school, and that makes a lot of countries very bilingual, and I think it's a good skill to have. It can help improve your education and your knowledge of the world around you in a lot of different ways, and it makes traveling easier in some ways too, because you go somewhere you already know the language.
Well, I'm just waiting and banking on whenever the world is going to come together and make the English language, everybody's going to be able to speak it. I'm just waiting for that.
Never going to happen, dude.
It might
racist.
Happen. No, racist. Well, so India, I did a story on this a couple months ago. India was, the Korean language was not, it wasn't very popular. After Squid Game came out, 4 weeks later, it was the third most popular language in the country.
That's interesting.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I like that. That also
just shows how influential pop culture can actually be on a lot of people across the world, and how far some of these TV shows can reach and influence people.
I think that's good for us to bring another culture, to try to understand their language. It's good for everyone to understand each other. The world's better off when that happens.
Well, and also, I mean, it's just, you know, cool skill to have.
Yeah.
Learn another language. All right, what's number two?
Number two. So the DC's Blue Beetle movie finally has a release date. And I honestly didn't know this was coming too. It's been like kind of building up since 2018. And now it finally has a theatrical release date. They didn't think it was going to be in theaters. They thought it was going to be an HBO Max or an HBO kind of exclusive thing. I really don't know what this movie's about, but it's going to have it's going to be directed by Angel Manuel Soto, and then Zolo Merduena, who's the guy who plays the Karate Kid show, Cobra Kai. He's the main character, Miguel. This is a movie, it's kind of, I really don't know what DC's trying to build from it. Supposedly this could be like a lot of people think this could be like a number one movie type thing in the world.
Well, it's being made by DC, so we'll see.
It's being made by DC, which makes me have questions of it, but it's,
I've never even heard of the Blue Beetle before.
I haven't either.
I've never heard of it either, but dude, I think I know what's going on. And with like Marvel, you have your main characters starting from Iron Man. Well,
They're just building more of a universe.
Yeah, they got to expand the universe because everyone's already exhausted the current universe. And DC's done the same with Superman, Wonder Woman, blah, blah, blah.
Also,
they've exhausted the current one, so they got to move on if they want revenue.
Well, this is going to be this is going to be kind of a spinoff from Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom. I guess the new Aquaman that's coming out. Black Adam, Shazam, Fury of Gods, The Flash, and The Batman.
So they're tying together a bunch of stuff now. Also, what is DC supposed to do? Make another Batman movie?
No,
they're already really making another one right now that's got, what is it? The guy from Twilight, isn't it? But, you know, Prince William doesn't understand pop culture references. All right, Kelsey, what's number one?
So that one have a 2023 release date. Number one, Prince William's favorite topic. We're going to sports right here. So in the state of Florida, there is a one-armed basketball player that is gaining a lot of hype and is getting Division I offers. So Life Christian Academy senior guard Hansel Emmanuel Donato, who lost his left arm in an accident when he was just 6 years old, his dreams haven't been stopped because this guy is killing it. He's probably one of the best ball handlers I've ever seen in high school basketball with one hand. And then he can even dunk out crazily. He's probably not the best shooter, but this guy has heart. And I've seen this guy all over ESPN, all over CBS. This guy he's making a difference. And I know Tennessee State has offered him a scholarship. He hasn't gotten the big ones yet, but I think he could get these big scholarships. And wherever this guy goes, it's going to be amazing because if you're smart as college and this guy can actually play, you're going to get the exposure you need. And the school is going to get the exposure as well. And the amount of NIL deals that this guy could get from just having one arm, this is a pretty cool story to watch. I think it'll unfold really nice.
Yeah, no, that's really incredible to watch some of that happen as well, I think. And, you know, definitely an interesting story. Thank you very much, Kelsey, for what's trending. Now, real quickly, before we go to break, we've got two more tickets to give away to the Drifters, Coasters, and Platters happening on January 13th at the Mars Music Hall here in Huntsville. Caller number 3 right now will win these tickets to the Drifters, Coasters, and Platters happening on January 13th. Give us a call, 866-494-WVNN, 866-494-9866. Third caller will win two tickets to go see the Drifters, Coasters, and Platters. All right. We got to take a quick time out here. It's the Yaffe program. We are way over on time, so we're going to take a quick time out. I'm LT. Prince William is here with us as well. We'll be back to close out the show coming up here in just a moment on WVNN.
You're listening to Yaffe on WVNN.